as we wrap up 2014. Look forward to 2015, Keith. Rod Holloway normally calls in on Monday and Fridays. This week we're a little out of kilter, so I'm pinch hitting for Hot Rod this morning at 7:20. But, you know, we had a great show Saturday morning live. That was a lot of fun. It's going to replay on Thursday night this week, which is New Year's Day, and then I'll be back in the studio live again for Your Money with David Hayes next Saturday.
Cool.
I love Saturday mornings. I'm going to try to get Jim Inman Jr. roped into coming in and hanging out with me and kicking off the new year in a special way, Keith.
That'd be great. You guys were partners for a long time.
You know, this will be, I was trying to calculate, in 2002, February of 2002 is when I started doing the program. So, you know, we're embarking upon, almost 15 years now of doing radio. And I did the first few years on my own, and then I asked Jim to join me about 3 or 4 years into it. We did Saturday Morning Live for years, and ended up going to a Thursday night format about a year and a half ago, which has worked out fine, but still Saturday morning, a lot of energy. You know, it's a wrap-up of the week. It's just a lot of fun as opposed to a Thursday night after a long day of being in the office, client meetings, and all the things that come along with a normal day in the office. You have to manufacture some of the enthusiasm at 6 o'clock at night on a Thursday.
Yep. Well, hey, we broke 18,000 on the Dow Jones, and that's a landmark. That's, when people talk about the various eras. I remember I had a boss one time who said if the market ever broke 15,000, he was going to retire immediately, and it did, and he did. how long did it take us to get from, say, 15 to 18? Has that been several years?
No, it's only taken a couple of years. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but the last few years have been really good. Now, the Dow has been a lagger as opposed to the S&P 500, so you know, the Dow only represents 30 stocks. That's what people don't necessarily realize. So if those 30 industrialized stocks do not do well, then the Dow won't do well. But, yeah, 18,000, you know, it's coming off the cusp of a really good GDP number, 5%, is unbelievable. So we have three things working for us right now. We have good GDP, we have employment that's getting better, and we have low gas prices, which all translate to good consumer sentiment, which then means consumers will spend. And, you know, we kind of had this late retail rally as the Christmas season wrapped up. So that was kind of cool. That gave us a little shot in the arm. But I will tell you, I mean, some of the warning signs right now, I always call it the Dr. Copper, which is the copper prices, are down a 4.5-year low right now. So that's not good. That's usually an indicator of some growth in areas like housing and to put things that use a lot of copper. And that's kind of a forward-looking indicator. You know, you look at global growth is very, very slow. Interest rates remain low. In fact, the two-year government bond in Japan has a negative interest rate right now. So that's showing you that things are not real good in Japan, which is the third-largest economy. The second-largest economy, China, they're doing all kinds of stimulus to try to get their growth back on track. Of course, Europe has been for a long time really in a recession. Of course, low oil prices are just killing countries like Russia, Venezuela, all the countries that depend upon oil to make their budgets and pay their bills.
Well, I drove by a gas station this morning, and I was looking at 209 in Bloomington, and I'm thinking, you know, if we get down under $2, we were almost $4 within the last year. That's an incredible amount of savings for people that are filling up and, you know, their gas tanks. That's got billions. To help the economy.
Billions and billions of dollars back in consumers' pockets. You would think that's a healthy economy. It certainly puts more money in people's pockets. 70% of our GDP is based on consumer spending. So, right, Keith, if you have more money in your pocket, you're likely to spend it on discretionary items, which is very, very good for our economy. But I will tell you that oil prices from 105 down to in the 50s, that's a big shocker. And I think, the panic button will be hit by even Saudi Arabia when it gets down close to 40. And that's possible. You know, all of the arrows are still pointing down on oil right now. And that's not good because as these countries, like I mentioned, around the world are being choked off, then they won't be able to pay their obligations and so on and so forth. So it could be a trickle effect across the world. So I think if oil prices stabilize around 55, 60, I think that would be a win-win for everyone.
Now, I heard on the Wall Street Journal this morning that there are some minor reports that are going to be out in the next day or two. And other than that, it's going to be kind of a wind down to New Year's Day. Is that kind of the way you see it?
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a real exciting week. I'm pretty busy just with some year-end things. We always have right at the end of the year trying to push a few things through. But, yeah, as far as the markets go, I don't expect it much activity between now and the end of this week.
Now, overall, has this been a good year for investors?
Oh, yeah, it's been a terrific year. We kind of had always the ups and downs that come in any investment year. But it's been a good year. It's been a really good run since 2009. And, a lot of the equity guys are looking forward to 2015 and thinking it will be another good year. And, no one ever knows. I always laugh and look back at the predictions that people make, the folks that are supposedly in the know. And they almost every year said that market will average somewhere between 6 and 8% this year. And that's really what they're saying for 2015 as well. And it's been everywhere from 30%, to 15. I mean, no one ever really knows. It could even be a negative year, and that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's always the need for a little contraction in the markets. We have this investor emotional cycle that we talk about sometimes on the show, and that is as the market goes up, people get hope, excitement, thrill, and just euphoria. If the market starts to go down, they get a little, they get a little depressed and eventually despondent, and then you get to the capitulation stage. And I just kind of skipped a lot of steps there, but that's always the worry about the emotional aspect of people. You can't predict that. You can't forecast that. It can just happen. And when it does happen, it will drive prices one way or the other.
Before we let you go, there's been a lot of talk here in the last couple of days about how good the Christmas buying season was. And hearing some beginning reports that it wasn't all that great, and these last couple of days with returns and things like that would make the key difference. And now they're talking about returns via FedEx and UPS and what that's going to mean to them, because a lot of online purchases happen. Where do you see all of this settling?
Well, activity is good one way or another, and you're right, they kind of had this late rally push. I was one of the late guys, I think my friend George and I were talking just days before Christmas. He hadn't even been to the store yet, Christmas Eve, and I went the Saturday before Christmas, and I think a lot of people do that, and a lot of us will buy big-ticket items and spend some decent cash, and that's what I did, so I held up my end of the deal.
You did your part.
I did my part. That's all I can do for sure.
Hey, how was that standing rib roast you made?
Oh, my gosh, Keith. That was so terrific. It was very expensive to buy a rib roast that, when you talk about low inflation, it certainly isn't reflective in beef prices right now. But, yeah, I made a 12-pound rib roast for our friend's Christmas. I put it on my big green egg. I cooked it for hours and hours, slow and slow, as they say. I pulled it off, let it rest for a couple of hours, and when you carved into that, it was as good as any high-end restaurant out there. I mean, it was so good.
Wow. And that's a brand new green egg for you, too, isn't it?
Yeah, last year's Christmas present from my lovely bride, Misty, was the big green egg, and that's been the best Christmas gift I've ever received. I love it. I enjoy cooking. It's just kind of fun hanging out and watching the temperature arise and fall and mess around with it. After a week of all that above-the-shoulder stuff that I deal with throughout the week, it's kind of nice to go out and just mess around with the old grill.
Well, David, you and yours have a great new year, a healthy and happy one, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thanks, man. Have a great week, everybody.
Yes. This is CFCI.us. is a way you can reach Comprehensive Financial Consultants. You can find them online at cfci.us, or you can call them at 334-3190. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA. SIPC investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC registered investment advisor, 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.